The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 136, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to answer the question, what math can you do with 3 to 4-year-olds? Now let's get started.
This podcast is made especially for those moms and dads out there with a 3 or 4-year-old child and are wondering, is my child ready for school? If your child is not yet 1 year old, go back to episode 133 to find out how to support your infant in the area of math. If your child is 1 to 2 years old, go back to our episode 135. The podcast episode today is for parents of children that are 3 to 4 years old who are preparing for junior kindergarten or kindergarten in the near future.
You might also be thinking that math just refers to numbers and counting, but it also includes knowledge of shapes, spatial reasoning, patterns, and measurement. And parents, as a child's first teacher, can highlight the math in their child's everyday experiences by providing language and support. For example, infants and toddlers are noticing numbers or quantities during their playtime as they reach and look for more than one object. Infants and toddlers are learning spatial reasoning as they put objects in their mouth or turning toys to look at them from different perspectives. And we know from research that a child's early math skills are predictive of not only math success later in school, but also later reading achievement.
So our question today is, what math can you do with 3 to 4-year-olds? To answer this question, we're going to credit the research of Dr. Clements and Sarama for their work with explaining the learning levels of math that children typically experience. Today, we're going to give you activities for 3 to 4-year-old toddlers in each of the 4 areas of number sense, which includes spatial reasoning, 1 or 2, more and less, benchmarks of 5 and 10, and part-part-whole. These activities don't need to take extra time during your day, but are just included in the daily routines that you are already doing with your child, like playtime and mealtime, in only a few minutes a day. First, let's start with spatial reasoning.
The first activity you can do with your toddler is to show a collection of 4 to 5 toys, 4 to 5 dot stickers on a paper plate, or 4 to 5 objects in a storybook for only a couple of seconds, and then hide the collection and ask your child how many objects or dots they saw. We call those quick images at school. A second activity is to hide different amounts of small objects under an upside down bowl and have a child predict which bowl has exactly 4 or 5 objects under it.
A third activity is to honk a horn or clap your hands 5 times and have your child say how many times they heard the sound. A fourth activity is to find an empty jar and fill it with up to 7 small objects of interest, which we call a counting jar, and have your child count the number of objects in the jar. I remember Jan telling us about her granddaughter and that she loves to go to the beach and to collect seashells.
That's right. Additional spatial reasoning activities include using dominoes with no more than 7 total dots and asking your child to choose a domino and tell you how many total dots are on that domino. Another activity is a card game that uses playing cards with the numbers 1 to 6, and each person begins with a pile of cards that are face down. Then each of 2 players turn over their top card and the first person to find the total of both cards gets to keep the cards. The winner is the player with the most cards.
Next, let's talk about the number sense component called one or two, more and less. For this component, we are going to explore the concept of counting. The first toddler activity is to move your body or change your voice while counting to 10. Children love to be silly, and making up motions or using silly voices can be so much fun for small children. The second activity is to put small toy people on a toy bus and count them as they enter. If you don't have a toy bus, you can use an egg carton and have your child put one small toy in each compartment while counting the objects one by one.
A third activity is to hide small toys under an upside-down bowl and have your child guess how many objects there are. Then have your child count the toys to see if their answer was correct. A fourth activity is to play Simon Says and ask your child to do silly things such as flap their arms 5 times or stomp their feet 3 times.
Additional counting activities including rolling a die, counting the dots, and hopping that many times together. Another idea is to use a magic wand or a dowel as a counting wand to count the collection of stuffed animals.
The next component of number sense is called benchmarks of 5 and 10, and it is all about comparing numbers. One activity you can have your child do is talk about the order of their bedtime rituals and what they do first, second, and third. A second activity is to ask your child what food they want to eat first, then second, then third at mealtime.
A third activity for comparing numbers is to set up 2 plates of different amounts of cookies and ask your child if the plates have the same amount of cookies on them. Then make 2 identical plates of cookies and ask the question again. A fourth activity is to have your child compare 2 sets of toys to see if each set has the same amount of toys.
The fourth component of number sense is called part, part, whole. And the first activity we recommend for this component is to hold up fingers on both hands and have your child find the total number of fingers. A second activity is to start with 5 toys and then hide some. Next, you ask your child how many toys are hiding.
A third activity is to hide a small amount of Cheerios under cups and ask your child to find 2 cups with a specific number of Cheerios up to a total of 10. A fourth activity is to roll 2 dice and either ask your child how many total dots or how many more dots are on each one die compared to the other die. These part, part, whole activities will support your child in developing the concepts of addition and subtraction.
All of these activities are simple and can be done during your child's daily routines in just minutes a day. These activities won't take extra time, but will just improve the quality of time you are spending with your child.
If you'd like more activities as your child grows, consider taking 1 or all 4 of our 10-minute math mini courses, where we explain each of the levels of learning and provide you with activity cards for each level. You can find these math mini courses on our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.